Broadcasting from First Assembly of God, this is First AG Podcast.
Psalms 119, verse 89. God's laid a message on my heart. Glory to God. I've been preaching at the Metro all week. Downtown, just having a wonderful time in the things of God. Psalms 119, verse 89. Glory to God. I read something the other day, and I always like to get me a good laugh every day of my life. So I got up yesterday morning real early, been getting up 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock. This is what it said. I got a good laugh out of this. It said a teacher was discussing with her class how to get to heaven. She said, if I sold my house and my car, had a big garage sale, and gave all my money to the church, would that get me to heaven? Little kid jumped up and said, no, that won't get you to heaven. The teacher said, if I clean the church every day, mow the lawn, keep everything neat and clean, would that get me to heaven? Again, somebody jumped up and said, no. After she was convinced, she had taught them that they were not saved by good works. Then she said to them, well, then how can I get to heaven? One little five-year-old jumped up in the back. A little boy shouted out, said, teacher, you got to die first. I thought that was pretty good. I always like to get me a good laugh every day of my life. Amen. Psalms 119, verse 89, the word of God reads this morning, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. We thank you that your word is real, your word is alive, your word is active, your word is powerful, your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And Father, I pray this morning in Jesus' name, not one person would walk out of here defeated this morning, not one person would walk out of here discouraged this morning, but most of all, I pray in Jesus' name, not one person would walk out of here without knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor this morning and say, the Bible says. Now turn around and look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, the Bible says. Now turn around and look at the person behind you and say, neighbor, the Bible says. Glory to God. The Bible says. Now I want to talk a little bit about the Bible this morning, what it says. Throughout the Psalms, David expressed the joy of finding that he found in the scriptures. He called the word truth. And the Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 43, and take not the word of truth uttered out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgment. It said in the scriptures, true meaning of the word of God. The word of God is real. The word of God is active. The word of God does not change. The word settled, when I looked the word up, settled, it means to be firmly fixed so that an object cannot be moved. Nothing can happen on earth that can change God's word in heaven. God's word does not change because it's settled in heaven. The Bible teaches us in Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, the son of Jacob are not consumed. The word of God is real this morning. The word of God is the author of the Bible. God is the author of the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scriptures given by inspiration of God and is possible for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions to righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 119, verse 160, the word is true. From the beginning, every word of thy righteous judgment endures forever. Church, I want to say this morning, circumstances may change, but the word of God does not change. One thing about the word of God, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. When I think about the word of God, the Bible says in Matthew 24, 35, it say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word shall stand, shall not pass away. Everything else will pass away, but God's word will stand. No man in this world, glory to God. Some people say, well, Brother Mahan, Pastor Gerald, I don't always understand what every scripture says, but I know one thing, when I read the word of God, it's powerful. The word of God is still doing great things. And this morning, I want to talk to you about three things this morning. First of all, I want to talk to you about the source of salvation. The source of salvation. The source of salvation. The Apostle Paul, he writes these words when he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to tell us what the Bible says about salvation. Now, the Bible teaches us about salvation. Some of my favorite scriptures that I learned in Team Challenge 24 years ago are still with me today about what the Bible says. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man is made unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10, 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You might be here this morning saying, Pastor Gerald, I feel like I'm in this thing all alone. Feel like no one loves me. Seem like no one cares about me. I'm bound. Seem like I cannot be free. But the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says that he did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. You might be here this morning saying, preacher, I've been struggling with this drug addiction. I've been really going through. Seem like there's no way out. Let me say this morning. The Bible says that whom the Son of God set free is free indeed. You might be here saying this morning, I'm too far messed up. I've messed my life up. No one cares about me. But the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The Bible says in John 10:10, that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and to destroy. But the Bible says that I have come that they might have life and have life more abundantly. You might be here this morning and say, preacher, I've lost my joy. But the Bible says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You might be here today and say, preacher, I've been weeping, I've been crying. But the Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Glory to God. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Somebody ought to give God some praise right now, because there's going to be victory in this house. Come on, church. The Bible brings victory. Come on, church. The Bible brings victory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible is clear. The Bible says, how many know I love the Bible? The Bible says, glory to God. The Bible says, as I was telling Teen Challenge this week, as we were started out Monday morning, I said, by Sunday, you're going to remember this scripture. And I want Teen Challenge to hit it real quick. Monday morning, what did we say? Let me see you hit Philippians 4:13. Come on, jump up and hit it real quick.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
The Bible says that. Come on, church, give God some praise. The Bible. Come on, church, that's the Bible. Come on, the Bible says. The Bible says. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says. The Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among heaven whereby we must be saved. My brothers and sisters, this morning, the Bible lets us know that Jesus was beaten, he was mocked, he was spit on, he hung on the cross, but thank God today for life today. Thank God for the Calvary. Thank God for the shed blood of Jesus. What would we be without Jesus in our lives? Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, I ran into a brother the other day, and he looked at me. He said, I want you to tell me what Jesus has done in your life. Glory to God. I looked at him. I said, let me tell you a little bit what Jesus has done in my life. He looked at me. He said, man, well, I've been serving the devil. I looked at him. I said, what has the devil done for you? Glory to God. I said, let me tell you what Jesus has done for me. Jesus delivered me from 18 years of heroin, cocaine, methadone, Wild Ivy's Rose, Thunderbird, Jack Daniels, MD-2020. Come on, church. Jesus sets me free by the power of God. Glory to God. And glory to God. And the Bible says that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it dwells within us. And I'm here to tell you this morning, you might be going through, you might be saying, preacher, no one understands what's going on in my life. But the Bible says in Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me of all my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Every time that devil throw my past up, I tell him about his future. Come on, church. We've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Come on, church. Somebody ought to help me. Come on, somebody ought to help me get excited. Glory to God. The Bible says, come on, you're going to go to bed tonight, huh? The Bible says, this. I'm really looking forward to one day seeing Jesus. One, two, three. Man, if you don't have your hand up, I'm coming to get you. Come on, church. How many are looking forward to seeing Jesus one day? Glory to God. How many know that's going to be a great day? The Bible says, and the Bible says this. The Bible says in John 14, one of my favorite scriptures, I learned in Teen Challenge. The Bible says when Jesus was going back to be with the Father, the Bible says this in John 14. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That there I am, you may be also. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God, and no man come to the Father but by me. Church, I'm here to say this morning, the Bible says in 1 John 5:12, he that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. The Bible teaches us that we have a choice. How many know you have a choice today? One, two, three, four. Come on, church. How many know you have a choice whether you're going to serve God or whether you're going to serve the enemy? The Bible teaches us one of my favorite scriptures in Joshua 24:15. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me say this, church. You might be here this morning saying, preacher, you don't understand all the things that I've been struggling with. Every time I seem like I can get loose, look like the enemy comes back and plays with my mind and say I'll never be victorious. But I'm here today, you're in the house of God. I'm here to tell you today that God is working on your side. He's still fighting your battle, and the battle is not yours. He's going to turn that thing around. Come on, church. He's going to work a miracle in your life. Come on, church. We've heard testimonies of the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Make a choice who you're going to serve today. As I think about the Word of God is so real. I want to talk to you not only about the source, but I want to talk to you this morning about the simplicity of salvation. I think about what Paul spoke to the Corinthian church. Paul said this to the Corinthian church, and the Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul said to the Corinthian church, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it was in the demonstration, and it was with power. When I think about the verse, when we call on God, he will answer. How many know God still answers prayer? Come on, church. How many believe there's nothing too hard for God? God can still do great things for the glory of God. God can still work the impossible. You might be here today saying, preacher, can God do anything for me? The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is rewarded to them that diligently seek him. My brothers and sisters, this morning, 24 years ago, when my life was messed up, I can remember those brothers in Teen Challenge when they led me to the Lord at Howard University Detox Center in Washington, D.C. Teen Challenge Ministry came in and they began to share their testimony. And I can remember a brother from Jamaica, Winston Gordon. He had dreadlocks down his head. And he looked at me, he said, man, you know, he said, man, I smoked ganja. He said, man, I sold drugs in Jamaica. He said, but the Lord Jesus Christ changed my life. The other brother got up and said, man, I've been bound for 15 years. He said, but the Lord Jesus Christ changed my life. And then he said, the Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. They say, if you get a taste of this, you will never go back to drugs and alcohol. If you get a taste of the goodness of the Lord. How many believe God still performs miracles? He still opens up blind eyes. He still heals the sick. He still delivers. Come on, give him some praise right now by the power of God. My God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, my God, I feel like preaching. I might preach to 5 o'clock today. I heard somebody say the gift's gonna be gone and you're gonna be gone too. Come on, church. 5 o'clock today. Don't even try it, amen. But the Bible says, the Bible says in Romans 5:12, wherefore if it's by one man sin in the world and death by sin, so death pass upon all men. The Bible teaches us, glory to God, the Bible teaches us in Luke 5:31-32, Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. Church, I want you to know that God loves you this morning. Time to take your eyes off the problem and put your problems and give it to the problem solver. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory to God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Sometimes you just got to believe God. How many believe God to turn that situation around? Come on, church. How many believe God can work a situation and turn it around for the glory of God? How many believe this morning that God can restore back everything that devil stole? How many believe God can give you victory? God can give you peace. He can bring it through by the power of God. But you got to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And when you do that, God will do great things for the glory of God. Not only if we talked about the source, we talked about salvation. Now I want to talk about the surety of salvation. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not maybe, but shall be saved. One day, how many know we will all stand before God? Glory to God. One, two, three. How many believe we all stand before God? You know what I'm looking forward to him saying? I want him to say, come on in, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few, now I'll make you rule over many. I'm here to tell you this morning, church, no matter what you've done, if you put your trust in God and believe God, he will turn that situation around. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all their heart. Lean not to their own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. The Bible teaches us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I can look back on my life. 24 years ago, the enemy told me, he said, you'll never see your marriage restored. You'll never have victory in your life. Your mind is burnt up. Drugs have destroyed you. But when I start looking at the Bible, I said, the Bible says in Philippians 1:6, being very confident in this one thing, he was begun a good work and he will perform it, completed until the day of Jesus Christ. And I'm not just a conqueror, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me. Glory to God. Come on, church. God will work it out for the glory of God. If you believe it, give God some praise right now. I feel the power. I feel the anointing of God in this house. Hallelujah. Somebody gonna leave here with victory today. Glory to God. Salvation is free. It didn't cost me anything. When I was on drugs and alcohol, it cost me every day. Drugs had me bound. But I thank God that the Bible says in Psalms 12:6, the word of the Lord is pure words, silver as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. The word of God in Psalms 119, verse 140, that word is very pure. Therefore, my servant love it. The Bible says in Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. The Bible says, say this with me, say, the Bible says. Come on, y'all got to get with me now. I said, the Bible says. All right, now hold it right there. The Bible says this. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. When you call on him, he will answer by the power of the Almighty God. I was thinking about the Bible, and I was looking at my notes the other day. I was studying, preparing for this message, and I went through the Bible, and I began to study some of the books, and I looked at about what the scripture means and what it says. I want to think about what Christ, what he had to say and how important it is with the word of God. As I looked at the scriptures, and I looked at from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and the Bible says this, when I think about Genesis, over to God, the ark that was saved Noah and his family. In Exodus, the burning bush. In Leviticus, our scapegoat. In Numbers, the water from the rock. In Deuteronomy, the law of God. In Joshua, our city of refuge. In Judges, the dew on Gilead's fleet. In Ruth, the handful of purpose. In Samuel, the stone David used to slay Goliath. In Kings, the fire that fell on Mount Carmel. And in Chronicles, the Shekinah glory that fell in the Lord's house. In Ezra, the temple. In Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord. In Esther, the Lord who guides the king. In Job, the Redeemer. In Psalms, David's shepherd. In Proverbs, our wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, the one worth living for. The Song of Solomon, the bridegroom. Glory to God. In Isaiah, wonderful counsel, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, the potters. In Lamentations, the God who wept over his children. Glory to God. In Ezekiel, the wheel within the wheel. In Daniel, the fourth man in the fire. The minor prophets, the God of judgment. In Matthew, the king. In Mark, the servant. In Luke, the son of man. In John, the son of God. In Acts, the converter of Saul. In Romans, the road to salvation. In Corinthians, the cornerstone. In Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit. In Ephesians, the one who makes us accept the beloved. In Philippians, the one through whom we can do all things. In Colossians, the one who dwells in the fullness of the Godhead of the body. In Thessalonians, the one who descent with a shout. In Timothy, the object of the studies. In Titus, the blessed hope. In Philemon, the freedom of the slaves. In Hebrews, the great high priest. In James, the one who shall give our crown of life. In Peter, the one who cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. In Jude, the one who he can make a difference. In Revelation, he's Alpha and Omega. Come on, church. He's the beginning and the end. He's everything I need. I can find it in Jesus Christ. Give him praise and give him glory because the Bible is real this morning. Hallelujah. The Bible is real. The Bible. Today is the day of salvation.
If you'd like to learn more about living a life in Jesus Christ or would like prayer, please contact our church office at area code 703-548-0339.